Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. This is Pro Wrestling Interviews with Dr. John Stamey here at the helm. It's good to have everybody here with us tonight. I've got my trusty co-host, Todd Saxon. How are you doing tonight, Todd?
Outstanding, supernatural, and ecstatic to be here, Dr. John. We're sitting there getting blown up with texts and stuff from some of the crew. I do have a little tiny piece of word to pass.
Sure.
The just did some IMs a little bit earlier, and looks like Sinister will definitely be on the show. And I know looks like Professor Steve is going to jump in, but had some text with the Amazing Velvet.
Speaking of Professor Steve, Steve Logan is with us. How are you doing tonight, Steve?
Doing good. Just going to be mostly listening in, but wanted to call in.
Well, we're glad to have you here. And who is that masked man from area code 706? Would that be the one and only Sinister?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How's everybody?
We're good tonight. We are really good. We got some wrestling stars and superstars and commentators.
Look at see, it's almost
joke.
Like
not,
I knew they were going to call in.
I'm going to go ahead and tell this joke. This is the worst joke in history.
Oh,
I can't
Lord.
Even remember it. I'll get it. I know it's funny and it's just terrible. But anyway, it's good. It's so good to have everybody on here tonight. I'm going to turn this show over to get started to the one and only from Indianapolis, Indiana, Todd Saxon. What have you got to say for yourself tonight, Todd?
Oh, man, I got to, and I just had a series of texts this evening, more than the usual ones, with our founder of the show, Pro Wrestling Interviews, founding father, the legendary Amazing Velvet. He's standing up and he's doing the right thing and fighting the battles as he should, and you know his heart never to be questioned. And he had visitors this weekend. The one, the only LA Tank made it down there to
really?
South Carolina to get some quality time with him. This like live text coming in as we're talking. He sent me a photo of their get together, a big group selfie thing. Everybody trying to narrow down in the background. He's trying to break down who everybody is in the photos. But there's sure enough, right up front, there's Velvet, there's LA Tank, and so you know the wrestling family was able to get some quality time this weekend. And I don't know about you guys, but I couldn't be any happier for both Tank and Velvet. Just my thoughts.
That's right. You got it.
Now, he did want to make sure that he passed how much he loves, you know, he loves the people on the show, doing what he can. He already took some, he's got a real early day tomorrow. He's got some stuff scheduled. So he's already done the evening medication, and he wouldn't make it long. He considered trying to do a drive-by, but it's not exactly going to work. And he wanted to pass his love to everyone, so I'm making sure we're getting it done here to lead the show. Heck, I don't know, man. Unless somebody's got something at this point, I feel like that was, man, the show, that's a complete show right there. Don't know about y'all.
Yeah, well,
we got
some great wrestling personalities here with us, and why don't we see what's Sinister, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm glad you asked. It's breaking news. I guess everybody know already that Triple H has officially retired, you know, due to health issues. And he was hoping, you know, he said that if it went for the, you know, what he had going on with his body, he was actually going to appear and wrestle at WrestleMania, you know, as a surprise. Mm-hmm. But, you know, things happen. But big up
to Triple H.
Yeah. And the man is, you know, just like Ric Flair said, and people through this week, they said that, you know, it's heartbreaking, but they respect him because he's did so much for this company, you know, like him or not. You know, he's real huge in the company. And, you know, with that being said, you know, you have these things like, and I don't know why this guy, why they keep pushing this guy and keep bringing him up and bringing him up. But the thing that kind of got me a little not irritated, but kind of bothered, everybody knows Ryback, right? They used to be in WWE, you know, big guy, feed me, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know what it is with him having a problem with Triple H. You know, it's like, all right, the man had to retire because of, you know, heart issues. You know, and you still coming at this guy, you know, putting him down, insulting him. And, I mean, come on, dude. This, I don't think some people have a heart or anything. And it's people like, I mean, this ain't a shot against Ryback, but it's individuals like Ryback that want all this attention. And you got guys like Cody Rhodes where he want to make this great major impact. But what they don't understand, you got people like Triple H, Hogan, and different people like that. These people got star power. These people done a lot in the company. These guys ain't even got started. And, you know, I just want to say big ups to Triple H and you know, enjoy your retirement. And, you know, man, you're one of the best. You know, I don't know how you guys feel about that.
How do I want to say this? You know what? We watch some stuff. We know there's different personalities, and sometimes there's legit people. They're never going to be drinking buddies. You know what I'm saying? And they're just not going to get along. But you've seen it time and time again. People don't necessarily get along, but when it came to real stuff, you would watch him drop some of the kayfabe stuff and some of the character stuff. And it became more about worrying and caring about the person. It's a damn shame some people can't suss out the difference, my thoughts.
Yeah, that's true. That is very
Steve,
true.
What do you think?
It's a shame because I assume that not only will they not be wrestling, they also won't be booking either because of the stress of that would take. Because I think his NXT was a good product for a lot of the Black and Gold NXT, and then they rebranded it, put other people in charge, and I think that's like gonna be the most disappointing is that he won't be able to book either, like he used to on NXT. Not only just wrestle, but I think his creative capacity will be probably very limited given the stress that promoting the beat.
Got to throw a side thought on that if you guys are good with it.
Sure.
You know, my first life, what I retired from, many years ago, before people learned different things, we had different health habits back in the day too. It wasn't a shot if people didn't make it, you know, if they did 30 years, if they made it 5 more years, it was kind of a shock. The life expectancy for a lot of the retirees wasn't all that. And I found out when I retired, and that was, I retired in 2005, so that's what, like 17 years or something. what was hard was the lack of stress. So why he's got health balances to work with, I think Triple H has got to have that. He's got to have some of that for a sense of normalcy. He's definitely got to limit the workload, but if he goes cold turkey, truth, that kind of scares me more than the general condition, if that makes sense. I don't know if that came out clear enough or not.
Yeah, it did, Todd.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I've heard of, I think other people say that older people, when they're not working or when they're inactive, they're health declines, I think. I've heard something like that. But I had a thought right when you were speaking about Jerry Jarrett when TNA was starting. Jerry didn't stay very long, and I think that's partly due to people that were working behind the scenes, but also because he had heart issues. And there was no way he was going to work on a startup and, you know, bear the stress with health issues and old age. So that was a thought that came to my mind earlier. It was Jerry Durin, TNA.
Yeah. It sounds counterintuitive, but lack of stress can kill, too. Just saying. Where do you find that balance of enough to do that? And people that have a certain work ethic, it's hard to find that happy medium. They don't know how to turn it off.
Yeah. And that is true. I mean, I understand you have to have a good work ethic, but like you said, at some point in time, you have to separate that and, you know, enjoy life too. You know, you got to have, you know, be happy and have fun. You know, it can't always be go, 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 go all the time. You know.
Oh, really? Oh, Sinister, it can't? I didn't know that.
Yeah, dude.
Go ahead, Sinister. I'm sorry. I had to jump in there with that comment.
No, it's no problem. It's no problem. I'm just saying sometimes that's why I worry about Tony Khan, because, you know, he's running AEW. Now he got Ring of Honor, and he's trying to recruit all these people. And I know I know that guy got his plate just overfilled. So, you know, I'm just trying to figure out how is he balancing it out right now.
Not always easy, brother. How do you balance that? Because in his case, there is so much on the plate. Man, how's he going to do both of those and do them both justice? And the thing is, if he overextends himself and doesn't do what we know he can do, it'll only reflect negatively on him. And people won't necessarily suss out that he just really took on, you know, more than he could get through. And it wasn't a reflection on his actual competence, because there are finite loads that people can handle. Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. I know he likes money, but like you say, ain't but so much you can do.
And he's got the sports teams, too, that he works with, Jaguars, and I believe he works with, like, a UK football team, too, soccer.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah. I wonder if he has enough time for sleep. That guy has a busy schedule. Yeah. But let me ask everybody something. This is also a subject that had been on my mind that also came up. And this has been recent.
Senator, I don't want to – I need to jump in just a second, because we have the one and only – guess who's here? It is Papa Stroh Maestro. How you doing tonight, Papa Stroh?
Oh, Oh, man, I missed y'all so much. Yeah, I just about did a show for XWW in Monroe, North Carolina, man. And, yeah, it went great. Great to be back with them, and great to be here. And I didn't want to interrupt Sinister, man. He had something really cool to say, man. Go ahead. Do your thing, man.
Yeah, Sinister, back to you.
It's no problem. It's no problem. Recently in the news, Brock Lesnar is a little ticked off because Sable's name was said not to be mentioned in WWE. And they're not trying to put her in the Hall of Fame or however that goes. And he's real ticked off about it. So my thing is, I know in the past they say she was a problem backstage or she did sue the WWE. It was different things that went on. I don't know exactly what happened. But do you guys think that they should take the ban off Sable and mention her name and induct her in the Hall of Fame?
You know, I, mind you, I'm far from the insider, but my outsider thoughts are, if it's not like she had some insane conviction that's going to reflect bad or some crazy thing, just make it. You know what? She made that company money. So unless it was something that would strictly reflect poorly on the company, that's – I'm sure there's more to it than anything we're all seeing. But, man, that just – it doesn't – it seems a little heavy-handed.
Yeah.
I don't think I haven't heard of her being banned, but it wouldn't surprise me if she goes in next year or some other class, because not only her history with the company, but also Brock being her husband is a, and he's like their biggest, one of their bigger stars. So would not surprise me if she goes in another year.
You know, they. I think we've all worked with people that weren't always easy to work with, but that didn't mean that they were bad at their job and they weren't valuable to whatever the job was at the time. It's just up to us to be adult enough to see the pros with the cons.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Never say never in this business.
No, yeah, they even brought back Bret Hart, so I don't think there's a lot that's impossible. I mean, they had heat with Bret and Bruno Sammartino, and they brought him back too.
Yeah. Wait a minute, they had heat with Bruno also?
Oh yeah, Phil Donahue's show, and there's history there.
I'm sorry, that man. I ain't heard that in years. Holy crap!
Yeah,
that's a blast from the past, Steve.
It's funny. I was just watching it recently too, but like, yeah, there was heat with Bruno and WWE, and I don't know what time it started, but it was definitely real, because it was like, I'm sure it was in part due to the Donahue show and whatever. I don't know if that's something to do with David, but yeah, there's people that they've had heat with that they bring back.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
And it's some people, no matter how nice you are to them, I mean, even it's happened. I don't know. It happens to me too. Like, there's some people in the business that, you know, you go out of your way to, like, get along and just, you know, be kosher, man, and they'll have heat with you no matter what you do. So, it is what it is. You know, you just got to keep on doing what you're doing, man. Just be who you are.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Papa Stroh, I don't know how many times you said it, but you just did a variation of the same thing. Be true to yourself.
Always got to be. And the thing is, that's how you get over in this business, is, you know, put yourself into it.
Yeah. Well, most definitely.
Because the moment you don't, the business and the people in it will walk right over you.
Yeah, I found that out at WCW.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I know, speaking of being true to yourself and putting all into it, Steve Austin is looking real back in shape right now, but they don't know if they want him to do an in-ring match or I guess the talk show segment, but I think he wants to do an in-ring match because they say he's really been getting himself, you know, back in shape, you know, just like on point. And there was actually a picture of him when he took a picture of himself, and it looked like he's not the what you would call the Stone Cold from the, I want, not Raw era, but what's the name I'm looking for?
Which
attitude
was the
era. Yeah. But he's getting there. You can tell he's been working hard. But I hope they let him, if he wants to, I hope they let him do in-ring action. But then again, I don't know what his body can and cannot take. So, anybody's thoughts on that?
I've heard that he was going to do more than one match, but I've heard mixed things about it. I don't know if he really wants to wrestle or not. I know the rumors were that he was going to have a match, and but it's being billed as a talk show segment, so I just expect the talk show segment, so I won't get disappointed. Yeah, that is good that he's going to be in shape for that moment. We'll just see if it leads to anything else. But I think if he was going to come back for a match, it should have been years ago with CM Punk. Like, that would have been the money match. But I think they're doing this for nostalgia and also because it's in Texas, so it makes sense. Kevin Owens.
We're going to do some devil's advocate stuff on this. Imagine that. I know that's a shock to y'all. He's had some injuries over the years. So where do you, and I think Ric Flair is a really prime example, where do you temper that passion with just being aware that at a certain point it's not beneficial to your quality of life? Your thoughts?
Can you repeat that again?
Where the passion to do the thing and want to participate and play in there, and where do you temper that against your quality of life because of where you're at? As Dirty Harry once said, a man's got to know his limitations.
I think it's neck and heart. That's why Triple H is retired, because of his heart, and William Regal has so much issues that we just recently found out about, or even more about his neck. I think Steve Austin has an issue with his neck, so that's why I don't think he's going to be wrestling, but if he does, that's great for him. I mean, even Edge had to retire. He came back, and Paige wants to come back, but I think that's a big part of knowing your limit is your neck and heart.
Yeah. It's
Everybody's body's different, what they can take and not take. You know, I don't think a lot of people understand that. Because, you know, just because some people can make that comeback don't necessarily mean everybody can. You know what I mean? It all depends.
Yep. And even those that can make the comeback, should they make the comeback? If that makes sense. Hey, you can come back, but again, man's got to know his limitations. How do you do that? And this might be because I'm a bit older.
Right.
I just see things differently.
Well, you know, Papa Stroh, this is Dr. John. You told me one time, and this is the truth, you said your body has X number of bumps. And when done, you're done. Do you remember telling me that?
Absolutely. Everybody's got a bump card.
That's right.
Hey, it's possible. You know, Flair used to tell me a lot about, you know, certain people not liking what he does. He said, bottom line, he gets in the back, you get Vince and the people in the office and everybody to give you the thumbs up, you think, going, thank God, I'm going home and get a beer. If everybody's happy, I'm good.
I'd love to see everybody be able to continue and keep going and doing what they did. Heck yes.
But if, you know, if Austin can still do, I mean, at the state of the game, I mean, and with him looking in great shape like he is, man, I mean, God bless him, man. Power to him.
I think it depends on your opponent and who you can work with. Can you have someone that could really make you look good, bump around for you, where you don't have to be slammed so many times? It just really depends on your opponent, I think.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
You know, that's the people you're working with, they can make you or break you, man.
Yeah, that's
well,
true.
You had touched on this a little bit earlier, couple weeks back, Papa Stroh, when I had the questions about Stone Cold coming back, and you were talking about the likely foe has that ring experience and ring savvy and just business savvy and knowing how to part of that old school professionalism to know how to do that and not to keep things where less likely to hurt someone and less likely to make him just look like crap. So you've worked with some folks, and I'll ask you and Sinister both. You guys worked with some folks that, and I'm sure you guys have been there in the ring when you're not been 100%, and if you had that talk beforehand, those guys that knew that, hey, you know, just avoid this particular thing because, you know, everything else is fair game. I know how Papa Stroh is. Be like, hey, you know, not to go for anything major, and I'm not trying to be dramatic or pick on you, Papa Stroh. They just say, you know, if you told them you had a hangnail, you say everything but this particular portion of this finger is fair game, you would be in there with all the rest of it at 110%. How do you work with that? Or you guys have had an opponent that told you they had something wrong and you knew you had to work with them and try to be, you know, try not to aggravate something. How does that play out?
You know, honestly,
how do you guys approach that?
Every good match I've been in, right? It weren't me. But the truth be known, it's the people in the ring with, man. They make, like I said, they, you know, that makes a good match, and it's not a one person show. Everybody's got to be on sync and on, you know, on the same wavelength to make the magic happen, man. So I mean, I owe all great matches through the years to the great people I've been in the ring with. You know, from the opponents to the referees. I mean, everybody works together, man, and have a good match. So yeah, hats off to them. I'm just happy to be in there with them.
Right. Well, how do you approach a match with somebody you know that they tell you they got a bum wheel or something, and they're like, "Hey, I can do, you know, this is just what the limitations are going to be tonight."
That's the
How do you approach it that way?
You know, you're not operating a script at that point. You're improvising and doing what you can do at the, you know, with what you're working with at the time. So I mean, and we're taught that, you know, from the beginning to do so. So, you know, you just make the most of what you got. You know, you got a few eggs, make an omelet. You know what I mean?
Yep. Well, you've talked about many a time about the ring awareness stuff. I imagine that's very much a part of it. That's just
Absolutely.
Another facet of it.
And that just comes with experience. You know, that ring awareness. It you know, some people it takes time, but once they get it after, you know, having match after match, then, you know, it comes with a second nature.
Yeah, I get that.
I think Bret Hart would be the guy to really ask about taking care of your opponent, because he takes pride in not hurting anybody. But Sinister, please continue.
Yeah, you definitely have to take care of your opponent. And I just like Maestro said, you also... You know, it takes two people to make that match. I know that was just one incident where a guy didn't tell me everything until we got in the ring. And when I tried to touch his head, no, not my neck. My neck's hurt. I tried to slam him. No, don't slam me. My back. I tried to do a figure four. No, my knee. So I'm in the ring like, damn, what? What can I do? So I just had to milk it and try to make it look as appeasing as I can just to get through. So sometimes you have those days. So it's just part of the business, I guess.
Hey, Sinister, I had a question about that. Do you ever have a partner that you roll with? You ever have a bad role, or you ever have a role with somebody that was really hurt and couldn't do a whole lot, or did you have to watch a certain body part when you're rolling in the gym?
Yeah, I had those couple of people like that. I just, if they said the arm, if they said the shoulder's out of whack, you know, I stay away from the shoulder. It depends on what side it is. Like if it's the right shoulder, I stay away from that. You know, the right side of the chest and the shoulder, because I know if you put any pressure on it, it's going to hurt. So if they say they got a bad knee or anything like that, really I just try to play defense and let them attack. So that way, you know, we have a decent room and nobody won't get hurt.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
That's an interesting concept there. That's you let them work within their limitations.
Right.
Like it. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see this part of the conversation happening tonight, guys. Hey, Dr. John, real quick, we're at like the bottom of the hour. Did you want to do the PSA part of the show?
Yes, I would like to thank everybody. Absolutely. I'd like to thank everybody, WLSC, AM, and FM, Loris Myrtle Beach. We hope you're having a good time tonight with pro wrestling interviews. And we've got a great cast tonight. We've got Todd Saxon leading the charge. We've got Maestro. We've got Sinister. We've got Professor Steve. We just got a great cast tonight. So hope everyone's enjoying it. WLSC, AM, and FM, Loris Myrtle Beach. Back to you, Todd.
Oh, thank you, sir. Just want to make sure we got that in at the bottom of the hour there. We're within 5 minutes on either side, so we met.
We're fine.
If you were doing radio, you know you've got to get it in within 5 minutes of either side to get your sweep in, as they call it. All right, so we talked about some of the stuff coming up here between Hall of Fame and man, the match with, like, Stone Cold coming up for WrestleMania. What else are you guys seeing coming to WrestleMania that's holding your interest? anything that's got that caused you to raise an eyebrow and think, man, I got to see this?
Edge and AJ Styles.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be great. That's going to be great. Yeah.
Well, okay, so expound upon that. Let me go with the, and why does that interest you? Because, holy crap, that was some energy, Papa Stroh, when you said that, and Sinister didn't wait long to double down.
Oh, man, I'm digging Edge's new heel persona, man. He's giving them, like, a fresh lease on life with his persona, and AJ Styles is one of the best in the world. In-ring performers, hands down. So, man, you get the two together, man, and, man, magic. They'll make some magic at Mania, I think.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so this might be one of those show-stealing matches?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I would hate to follow it. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
No, yeah, Edge is up there with one of the best, and AJ is definitely top three, top five, depending on who you ask, like in wrestling right now. So that definitely be the match to look forward to.
Yeah.
Flair said he gave Edge number through his tailor for the new suit he's wearing. He looks sharp.
Yeah, you do.
See, you know what? That's something you don't always talk about, but that is, and there's no reason why that shouldn't happen in the business. We refer to it, but we don't always label it. So I'm going to do the label. It's a networking. It's not always about a direct business thing, but here you are talking about, hey, here's, dude, I know a hot tailor. That's actually real people stuff.
Yeah, we try to look out for one another. I know back in WCW, Flair had a deal on the Marriotts, you know, for us to stay at the Marriotts. So, I mean, he looked out for us for getting the rooms and everything.
Oh, that's cool right there. Definitely cool.
Thank you so much.
I loved when Regal said Tony Schiavone still hasn't found a good tailor all these years, because, like, that's a joke I've heard on Tony's podcast, like, that his co-host will say they need to find a good tailor, like, his clothes are always too big for him, and, like, so when Regal brought that up on air, it was funny. That was a thought I just had, and I'm sure I mentioned Flair's Taylor. But, Stroh, did you prefer Marriott or Holiday Inn? Because I've been to Holiday Inn recently.
I like them both, honestly. They both are really nice, you know. But, I mean, I will never pass up staying at Marriott. But, you know, it's given off good. So, you know, Marriott's always good. But, you know, I do like Holiday Inn, too, so.
Yeah, all that stuff is different over the years, too. Okay, well, you know what? You guys created the tangent. It's on you. You guys have, most of us have done some odds and ends traveling over decades and seen different places and stayed different places. The changes in the quality, it sounds like, Papa Stroh, you're saying Marriott has kept its edge and stayed solid over the decades.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, yeah, because there was in Austin, I think it was one of their Inns and Suites type places, or Courtyard or something. Boy, that was. Look, some of the places I've stayed, that was one of the nicest places. In and out. It was solid.
Mm-hmm. Can't go wrong with
it. It was solid.
Yes.
Yeah,
when I was working out of Houston, we would have to go to Austin periodically, but boy, if that wasn't the place to stay. Holy crap, that was the place to stay.
Yeah. I know here in Augusta, when Nationals come through, the Masters, all the Marriotts, if you don't jump on it before that first day, it's completely no vacancy. Everything's rented out.
Oh, yeah. The, Now, man, it's kind of funny because Holiday Inn used to be a big deal at a certain point. I don't know. I haven't stayed at one of them in forever. And I don't know if it's because price point or just, you know, odds and it might be coincidence on locations and stuff. But, boy, I don't know about you guys, but I've done some Red Roof Inns, and I've done some other things that are pretty not to fall some – I don't want to include Red Roof Inn in this statement because they've always been adequate, to say the least. But, boy, I've been some places that have been not fun. Any places you want to stay not fun and talk about the experience without dropping names? Places that were bad, and I'll give you an example. It's a name chain. And apparently that wing, they had a flooding issue with sprinklers and stuff, and there was still the smell of mold in the rooms and stuff, and we had to get relocated. We had run out to Charlotte, North Carolina. We were there doing some working on some family business, and it was just, it was bad. And it was a name chain, but it was, you know, they had one of those crappy sprinklers had gone off from somebody smoking in one of the rooms routine and all that kind of thing. And it just, that's how hard it is to fix that when it happens on multiple floors in the wing. So I know it wasn't easy for them to do it, but we had to get a different room that night. Anything crazy like that happen with you guys?
Not exactly.
Okay.
Not that I know of.
Man. I was
watching 1408 recently, the Stephen King movie. It came to my mind just now, but I haven't had a bad experience yet.
I'm glad it's all worked out for you guys. That's a good thing. Well, in this case, let me do a quick count. Only one in five travelers has had a bad experience, and even in my case, it was an anomaly. So for the American hotel business, apparently, you're getting a pretty high review tonight because it was just unique circumstances that caused a single bad experience. Look at that.
Right.
They didn't see that coming. All right, guys, what else do you see coming up for WrestleMania?
Well, this is I'm still looking to see if Seth Rollins, if he's going to have that match with Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania, or they're talking about switching it and have Cody Rhodes face Umos. Because Umos been on a destructible plan. Yeah. So, right now, I don't know which direction they're going with it. But for WrestleMania, I just don't see Cody Rhodes making that big of an impact at WrestleMania. If he do, you know, I'm glad he does it. But I just don't know.
You think they'll make him wear really polka dots?
Say that again.
You think they'll make him wear polka dots like Dusty?
Oh, man, I hope they don't.
Polka dots.
Hilarious. Well, at this point, I wouldn't be.
I think him and
Sutton. I got to go with he's generation three. How do you guys feel where he stacks up, A, as a wrestler and versus lineage? In ring.
I'd much rather see him and Rollins, man.
Yeah.
They can turn it out.
I think that's the plan. Sorry, go ahead.
That would be, well, so with what you guys said, it kind of clicks in a different way. Does that mean that there's a piece of talent out there like Seth Rollins that they don't have locked in for WrestleMania?
That's the storyline, but I think he has a match, and the rumor is Cody Rhodes. So, and I think that'll be decent to great, depending on the reception that Cody gets.
Yeah. I think they would work great together, too, because their styles are somewhat similar in a way. Yeah. It's just, I'm just afraid. I don't know how if fans are going to accept them back with open arms, or is it just going to be a little tension because he left with the AEW, now he's coming back, you know, all that plays a big impact with fans.
You know what? But even if 90% of the fans stand up and boo him, that's a good return.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I'm just saying that's a good. Am I wrong?
Well,
there's no such thing as bad publicity. You know that.
I think it depends on how they want to push Rollins, because it seems like Rollins is kind of. He's a tweener. I don't know if he's a fan favorite or a villain, so it just depends on how they plan to bring Cody in. Are they going to build him as a fan favorite or a villain, or are they going to just find out at WrestleMania how to use him forward?
I'd like to know if it'll be just Cody, rather in AEW, he would have his whole family and the whole generations of friends. Come out with him, his entourage.
I heard
that they're gonna use probably the same music and the same pyro that it did from AEW, so it'll probably be very much like AEW put is what I heard. So yeah, just we'll see what happens if when he shows up.
You know, everybody. I want to take a moment. This is Dr. John. I want to take a moment, and I want to thank the man that invented the concept of the heel, and his one of his only living relatives is right here on this show tonight, Papa Stroh, because we need to thank gorgeous George Wagner for inventing the concept of the heel. We talk about heels all night tonight, and Papa Stroh, thanks to you and to your family for inventing that. That just made wrestling right there, you know.
I'm just happy to be part of this great business with everybody else. You know what I mean? Just blessed to be.
Yeah.
You know.
But I just had to do a shout out to your great uncle, gorgeous George Wagner, who invented the concept of the heel. Because I'll tell you what, you talk about one damn heel, and that was gorgeous George. He was the best. Got him hurt a couple of times,
I've had great people help me for years. So I mean, you know, the credit's to them. You know what I mean? So
there are, but just to be clear, Papa Stroh, it's not like you didn't carve your own little niche. Just saying.
Well, if I could help someone out, you know, I feel like I've done my job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
definitely carve your own little niche. Just to be clear. All right. Hey, we are at just under 10 minutes.
That's right.
And while not a huge panel tonight.
Ronda Rousey is a Charlotte Flair.
Nice.
You just gonna smile more. Just every time Ronda Rousey smiles, it looks like it's torture. It's like all she can do is like smile.
Oh,
it's just
man.
Not in her. This is natural heel, you know what I mean? Ronda Rousey, she just hates smiling, it looks like.
I don't know.
I like it. I like it. All right. We're going to try to work to our goal rounds here at the end of the night, the closing segment. Papa Straw, I know you've been all over the stinking road this weekend. Tell us what you've done, what you got coming up, things like that, if you don't mind, sir.
Absolutely. Well, this Tuesday night in the room, podcast, I'm going to be joining the panel at VOCNation.com. Thursday night, rather, WCW Retro, I'll be there. And then Friday night, it's the Stroh's on a horror sci-fi show at midnight Eastern Standard Time on Facebook.com/StrohTheMaestro. Saturday, I believe, I'm going to be at the Marion Comic-Con in Marion, North Carolina at the Municipal Event Center from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So looking forward to seeing everybody there, Marion. And be looking out soon for my return to XWW on Fight TV online.
Oh, nice.
From tonight. And awesome. And I'm gonna be set this coming month for a pilot miniseries and also a feature film I got coming up, so I'll definitely give you all informed on that. So yep, I'm gonna be watching WrestleMania too, man. So pretty psyched. I'm gonna try to find Granny Holster if she's in the crowd with her NWO.
There you go. Yeah, she'll be wearing that NWO stuff. The
right.
I know right now she's cursing us. The it's funny. The she'll use better language than cursing us. The now you did do some stuff this weekend. You were all over the road. You want to kind of give us a recap, if you don't mind, please?
Absolutely. I was at the Charlotte Comic-Con today from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And it was a good time seeing everybody at the Embassy Suites in Concord, North Carolina. I got the special guest was a cosplay contest, which went great, by the way. I saw some really cool outfits. And a friend of mine sent me a seasoning blend that Brock Lesnar made with the Bearded Butchers, right, from the show they had, and which is cool because I didn't realize Brock Lesnar was a butcher also because he does a lot of stuff. I didn't know he was a butcher, so it was really cool. So he's got his own blend now on Bearded Butchers for, like, meats and barbecue and steak and everything. So, yeah,
nice.
Give him a look-see. And I'm going to try the samples I just got today. I can't wait. Give him an excuse to cook steaks this week. We'll give it a shot. I'll let you on the hug. It smells great, though.
Yeah, darn shame to have an excuse to cook steaks, brother.
Yeah, steaks are always good. Steaks are like hummus. Hummus is good.
Yes, sir. Oh, man. So, I so want to hear more about the cosplay. Did you post stuff on that?
Yeah, I'll be posting.
You often do. You may or may not have. Just asking.
Yeah, and I'm gonna be the next Power Comic Con in Florence. I'm gonna be a guest judge for the cosplay there too. And that's like later
nice.
On this year. So I am and looking forward to I might be involved in the Marion one coming up this weekend as well. So and also before I forget, I return to my commentary duties for Shockwave Wrestling Entertainment in April. Looking forward to get back with the Shockwave Wrestling crew.
Excellent. Excellent. Thanks for catching us up, brother. Sinister, what you got going on? What's, tell us about the training and goals with MMA and what do you got going on with the pro wrestling and anything else, please?
I might have a little involvement with the Masters golf tournament in the upcoming weeks. So, I might be doing a little something out there. You know, it's not granite and stone, but it's a possibility. So, just waiting to see what that'll be about.
My first guess would be you walking with any of the golfers and causing crowd intimidation.
And no, I don't think it. No. If they let me have my way, I'll probably be twisting up some of the golf clubs, though, just to start a racket.
Love it. Love it. What else you got, brother?
That's about it. You know, just still, you know, training and doing my thing. So far, that's all I got going on.
That works. And let me ask, are you happy with your new phone provider?
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. We both struggled with the previous phone provider we had in common. Do you want to give up some love to the new phone provider?
Oh, yeah.
Phone service provider?
Yes. Big shout out to Total Wireless. Better service, cheap, and it's just, they just have better quality of phones. As far as I'm concerned, thumbs down to Boost Mobile. And if they're listening,
I would never use it. I had the same thing. There's a reason we're not with them anymore. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Nice, Sinister. Awesome, brother. Thank you, sir. Steve, what you got, Professor Steve?
Just always enjoy calling in to pro wrestling interviews and WCW Retro. And, man, I got to catch up on New Japan. New Japan Cup just finished this past morning. Zack Sabre Jr. won New Japan Cup. He's one of my favorites, so I'm really glad to see that he won the recent New Japan Cup. So looking forward to next month. There's a UEW in April and concert as well next month, so a lot to look forward to. The UEW show is in Richmond on April 16th, so thanks for having me on talking wrestling.
Always, sir. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate what you bring to the table very much. All right, the silly stuff on my side. Since I came back to Indy, my Saturday morning escape has been a local diner called Jimmy's. Wonderfully eclectic customer base, family-run place. I'm going to lose them at the end of April for Saturdays. They're taking a decision for quality of life and business purposes to stick to a Monday through Friday routine. But I want to tell you, if you're up here in the greater Indianapolis area, through the end of April, Monday through Saturday, Jimmy's Diner, good stuff. Dr. John.
Yes, sir.
On you to close, sir.
Okay, I'll put my plug in for the Georgia Bigfoot Conference, April 16th. That's the day before Easter in Clayton, Georgia, Rabun County Civic Center. It's going to be a blast. And I will say on a personal note, no thanks to COVID, my entire event business collapsed for 2 years. And I am up to 8 events in the next 12 months. In fact, they're going to be announced at the Georgia Bigfoot Conference. I am putting together, everybody better listen to this, I am putting together the biggest Comic-Con I have ever done in conjunction with a friend of ours whose name will remain anonymous until next week. And I am so glad to be back running Comic-Cons, paranormal cons, and festivals. It just makes me feel good. You know, it's just great. I was over at Clayton, Georgia this past week for 3 days, just seeing all my old friends, getting the word out, and it's just great to be back, getting back in the saddle to a business that I really loved, one that I can do forever. So I wanted to say to everybody, to Todd, to Papa Stroh, to Sinister, and to Steve, thanks very much for being on the wonderful, the one, the only Pro Wrestling Interviews. We'll be back at same bat time, same bat channel, which is 9 p.m. Eastern, next Sunday night, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And thanks to WLSC, AM and FM, Loris, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I got news for you. We'll see you next time. Take care, everybody.
Be safe, all. Big hugs.